We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the Chafetz Chaim's footnote, where the Chafetz Chaim was dealing with the people who make an institution prohibiting the poor from going around collecting. And the people say, well, we have our public fund. We all donate there and let them come to our fund. We don't want them knocking on people's doors. And in their fund, they only give money to the poor of their own town. And the Chafetz Chaim had addressed that and discussed how improper it is. And then he says, V'afirim yurtzu lasot takana liten gam laniye olam mikupa shelehem davar muat. And even if they'd say, we'll give some money to the poor who are from other towns, let them come to our fund and we'll give them a little bit of money too. Gam kenen min hagam olei yafen. Nonetheless, this isn't the proper way to do things. T'yesh ben amsavvim harbe she'en mesavev bishvil atzmo levad rak taf leitalia be. Because you have a lot of the people collecting who are not collecting for themselves alone. They're also collecting for the children. They have children who are waiting for food at home. And by going around and collecting, he ends up having a little bit to bring home so that his wife and children don't die of hunger. And when you lock that possibility before him, you say, no, you're not going to go around collecting in town. You have to come to our fund. What you're really doing is you are preventing him from getting enough to bring food home to the little children who are waiting hungry at home. And when it comes to a situation like this, you cannot apply the Talmudic rule and the halachic rule that says that when you have to choose between two paupers, first take care of the paupers of your own town and then take care of other people's paupers. When does that rule apply? When you as an individual have a certain amount of money and you're asking, who should I give the charity to? We say, first give to the poor of your own city. When an individual knows that he can only fund one pauper, so then we say, choose the pauper who's local first. But to make a rule for the whole city, to say, our city could only fund our poor, and then say, okay, I'm closing the door. I'm not letting the poor from any other city enter. Ze lo matzino. That's unfounded, says the Chafetz Chaim. Im lo sheidagul tovat aniim lechalkelam b'chol machsoram b'vayit miyuchad kechefetz hamemshala b'vaday tov la'asot ken. So there's an added footnote here within this footnote, which the printers say might be something that the government interjected into the Chafetz Chaim's writings. The printers say the following sentence is added that seemingly contradicts everything the Chafetz Chaim was just saying, and it seems that the censor, meaning the government publisher, the government censor who was in charge of going every Jew over every book published and putting in his 2 cents wherever he saw fit, added this sentence that, but you know what? If the government sets up their own soup kitchen, so then they could do whatever they want. The government can do what it wants. So that sounds like a government comment. V'gam ka'asher tedakdek etev tireh, sherov ha-maskimim umzalzim al takana hazo hem rak ha-ashirim ha-gvoyim. And if you look closely, says the Chafetz Chaim, you'll see that frequently the people who are so interested in this institution are those that are very wealthy, she'b'kocham niten nishnehem. Those who could really afford to sustain the poor of this city and the next city, and they have no problem financially with helping all the poor. But they're looking for a way out. Ulvad kol ze, halo yadua shtekanatam zot kofachat gam laniye ya'ir. And he says, at the end of the day, let's call a spade a spade. We all know that in making such an institution, they're really hindering the cause of the poor of their own city as well. They're preventing them from going around collecting and presenting their case to everyone's house. And we all know that what the fund gives them is not enough. It doesn't even fund half their livelihood. And they're not helping anyone. They're just helping a few. And now I want to point out to you how much destruction comes from such an institution in a city. And now he's going to go on for quite a few pages with this lengthy footnote illustrating what terrible things can come from such an institution. So he's really letting them have it. Chafetz Chaim says, this is a terrible thing. Don't make such an institution. You have to entitle the poor with the right to present their case before people. And the fact that you don't like them knocking at your door, well, the Talmud already said, you're not allowed to put a gate around your house to prevent the poor from coming. If a person's hungry, if a person has hungry children, the Torah commands us that we have to try and help them as we can. You don't have the funds to help him? Don't help him. But don't prevent him from going around the city and trying to make ends meet.